Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now to the latest around Long Island's new 3rd District Republican congressman who fessed up to lying about most of his background while running for office. He told colleagues this morning, though, that he will temporarily recuse himself from sitting on the two House committees that he was appointed to. While investigators look into whether any of his lies broke any congressional or legal rules. And to that end, we have Washington Post reporter Merrill Cornfield joining us live right now. She's been following the Santos story. And at this point, Merrill, thanks, of course, first of all, for joining us here. But what do you make of this move that Santos has made by stepping down from these two committees?
Thanks for having me. So Santos says that he just doesn't want to cause a further media circus around him and wants to clear himself of the two investigations against him, federal probe and local probe into his resume embellishments and campaign finances. So that's his response. Others have speculated that he could be doing this to further avoid embarrassment, to not upset Republicans that have already had to endure a lot of embarrassment over, attention paid to him. So there's a lot of theories circulating about why he could have done this.
Gotcha. And it's sort of a tale of two areas here, because you're down there on the Hill, and as opposed to our reporters, like our Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall and our other reporters, they've been following this story up here and haven't been able to get much from him or his camp. But down there, it seems like the tone has kind of shifted. At first, he was running from reporters, but now he's been talking more. Has that been the deal lately?
Yeah, he did open up a little bit today about this. He told reporters at first that he wasn't going to talk about the committees, but later he said, he made this decision on his own. He had met with House Speaker McCarthy the day prior and talked to him about that, he said, but he said that McCarthy didn't tell him to do this. And then he put out a statement later in the day thanking McCarthy for discussing the decision with him. And, to quote him, he said, for allowing me to take the time to properly clear my name.
You have Republicans with just a few seats as far as the majority goes in the House. Are you all looking as reporters into whether they're really trying to hold on to Santos for all they can because of the majority?
House Republican leaders, as you said, they've held a slim majority, they've been hesitant to call for him to resign or even rebuke him for his resume embellishments, even though this has been something that has been in the headlines every day.
And as far as the investigations go, we're talking, what, just a couple? Or are you familiar with all of the investigations?
Yeah, there are a couple going on. There's a federal probe into his campaign finances. And then there's also a county district attorney who's investigating the resume embellishments.
Gotcha. And timelines. Is this going to carry out within days, weeks, a couple of years as far as these investigations?
That's hard to say. Yeah. Something that investigators are, of course, going to keep close to their chest because they want to do their inquiries without anyone interfering.
Any pressure or anything. Gotcha. Well, Washington Post reporter Merrill Cornfield, I appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight to talk about this.
Thanks so much for your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.